Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens throws the ball into Goodman, who tags Lawler, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Busby moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 2 outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Rivera moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zobchin strikes out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zobchin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off trucks, and towards Fox, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. White reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton is walked intentionally. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Nixon reaches second base with a double. White scores. Hatton scores. Pearsall goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Maury Martin now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Les Moss now catching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens bunts towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Zobchin hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso catches it and throws to first to double up Jensen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell pinch hits for Vern Stevens. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Maury Martin. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.